You are listening to Rethinking Retirement, how digital technologies and COVID-19 are reshaping the way Singaporeans approach retirement. This report is based on insights derived from a survey and focus groups completed in the first quarter of 2021. Singaporeans are redefining the whole idea of retirement and how to get there. They tend to see retirement as the ability to live life at a slower, more peaceful pace. However, this could be changing as life expectancies rise and people's expectation of the lifestyle they want to lead during their silver years evolve. Retirement goals vary greatly by person. Retirement no longer means the same thing to everyone and is not simply characterized as the end of working life. Retirement increasingly signifies a new beginning and the chance for a new sense of freedom in life, away from mundane day-to-day constraints. Most importantly, Singaporeans' retirement dreams evolve over time and are also dependent on the life stages the individual is in. At first, goals could center on the desire to grow and pursue passions such as learning new skills or starting a new business, and then transition into more practical needs like seeking additional or alternative income sources. Eventually, priorities may settle around the pursuit of leisure and relaxing activities such as hobbies, travel, and time with loved ones. One of the most interesting observations from the survey is that COVID-19 has been an important trigger to kickstart retirement planning, especially for Singaporeans between 31 to 40 years old. This is mainly due to a deepening realization that it's better to plan early in uncertain times. In general, Singaporeans retire later than they want to and with less money than they desire, mainly due to people starting their retirement planning much later than they should. Over the course of their life, Singaporeans tend to prioritize financial planning over retirement planning. For context, financial planning, which includes retirement planning, incorporates multiple life goals such as saving for marriage, saving to pay off a home mortgage, saving for children's education needs, or building up a nest egg for retirement. Often, retirement planning is a life goal which is realized towards the later stage of life when income ceases. According to the survey, 81% have started the financial planning process versus 69% for retirement planning. They associate retirement planning with the last stage of financial planning, and they perceive the best time to begin retirement planning is during their empty nest or pre-retirement stage when they have fewer financial commitments. There are several perceived barriers to retirement planning. For example, those aged 21 to 30 years old feel they lack capital, while individuals between 31 to 50 years old lack an understanding of how to approach retirement planning and view it as an additional commitment. Meanwhile, investors above 50 have the misconception that it's too late to start. As they tend to start retirement planning later, Singaporeans are largely unprepared for retirement. Their perception on when they can retire also differ across age groups. For example, Singaporeans aged 21 to 30 desire to retire at 57 years old, but think that they can realistically retire at 61 years old. Meanwhile, Singaporeans aged 61 years old and above expect to retire at 70. The difference in expectations indicates that younger Singaporeans might have an overly optimistic view on when they can retire, versus Singaporeans who are much closer to retirement age. A majority of Singaporeans are also concerned that they will not have sufficient funds for retirement. Singaporeans estimate that they will need around 1.4 million Singapore dollars for a comfortable retirement. Less than half of the people surveyed were confident that they can achieve what they desire for retirement, with Singaporeans aged 21 to 30 and 51 to 60 being the least confident. The survey has also noted that Singaporeans' understanding of risk and return are evolving. They are looking to investments to generate retirement income. The COVID-19 crisis has increased Singaporeans' focus on building a sustainable investment cushion while mitigating the effects of financial market volatility. In this aspect, three observations stood out. First, following the pandemic, Singaporean investors realized the importance of building a cash cushion during volatile times. They appear less keen on committing to long-term investment products and look for flexible products that will allow them to convert their investment into cash quickly and easily. Second, the cuts on deposit interest rates due to COVID-19 have pushed Singaporean investors to explore low-risk products with better returns when re-evaluating their investment portfolios. Lastly, there is an appreciation that risk reduction can be achieved by making investment portfolios more resilient through risk diversification. In the near term, market volatility and the desire to create a cushion during volatile times may encourage investors to seek investment products with greater liquidity that can be converted to cash quickly and easily. However, when looking at the longer term, the attitude towards risk and return appears to be shifting. More Singaporeans are willing to accept higher risk for higher return. Singaporeans with a longer investment time horizon are the most willing, with 59% of those aged 21 to 30 and 64% of those aged 31 to 40 prepared to give up guaranteed capital in exchange for high potential returns. This coincides with their expectations for retirement income, as more Singaporeans look to investments to help fund their retirement. On average, almost half of the respondents expect most of their retirement income to come from investments. This trend is more pronounced amongst those aged 21 to 40, with 53% of these age groups expecting to get most of their retirement income from investment returns, versus 68% of those aged 51 to 60 who cite CPF as a top source of retirement income. The data suggests that younger Singaporeans are reducing their reliance on CPF and are more willing to take on risk to generate long-term returns. For those depending on investment returns for retirement income, 63% want their investment to generate both capital appreciation and fixed monthly income, while 25% want only fixed monthly income, and 12% prefer capital appreciation only. Singaporeans aged 21 to 30 years old display a stronger preference for capital appreciation, while Singaporeans in the 31 to 40 age group have a preference for fixed monthly income. There is also a growing importance of digital tools in facilitating financial decisions. More Singaporeans are turning to digital tools to assist their financial and investment decisions. This is a notable trend amongst Singaporeans aged 21 to 40 years old. Over 90% of this pool acknowledge that supported by digital tools, they have much more confidence in their financial decisions. Over 80% in the same age groups noted that without these tools, they would have delayed financial planning. Digital tools and research also impact how Singaporeans make investments. With the increasing availability of financial information, more than half of those surveyed do their own research, while more than two-thirds make research-based decisions. Digital platforms also encourage investors to purchase their financial products online, with almost 6 out of 10 of Singaporeans willing to buy directly through an app or website. In conclusion, retirement is viewed less and less as a door closing. With improving health and longer lifespan, most people can now look forward to retirement as an opportunity to renew and continue on with life with a new purpose. But this requires planning and forethought. Singaporeans are looking for tools and platforms that will enable them to better navigate investment opportunities, as well as take more control over their finances. Ultimately, the goal is to approach retirement with anticipation, not anxiety. By planning ahead and preparing for retirement, Singaporeans can achieve their new beginnings and enjoy their retirement journey. This survey is commissioned by Fullerton Fund Management and conducted by Black Box to understand and assess Singaporeans' evolving retirement aspirations and goals, retirement and financial planning journey, and shifts in attitudes towards retirement resulting from COVID-19. An online survey of 1,000 Singaporeans and 3 focus groups were completed in the first quarter of 2021. Respondents polled were aged 21 and above, with minimum personal monthly incomes of Singapore dollars 3,000, and each owned some form of investment. Respondents were selected to get a good cross-section across age, gender, ethnicity, marital status, and monthly household income.
This recording is based on information available at the time the report is prepared and is for your information only. This recording is presented to you by Fullerton Fund Management Company Limited, UEN 2003126 72W, and is provided for information only. The information contained shall not be copied, reproduced, modified, translated, or distributed without the prior approval of Fullerton. No offer or invitation is considered to be made if such offer is not authorized or permitted. This is not the basis for any contract to deal in any security or instrument, or for Fuller or its affiliates to enter into or arrange any type of transaction. Any investments made are not obligations of, deposits in, or guaranteed by Fullerton. Any past performance, prediction, or forecast is not indicative of future or likely performance. The contents herein may be amended without notice. Fullerton, its affiliates, and their directors and employees do not accept any liability from the use of the information in this recording. Thank you for listening. To read or download this full publication, or for more of Fullerton's market update and insights, visit our website at fullertonfund.com.